Hey there, I'm Amy, and welcome to the podcast, Fearlessly Facing 50. This podcast is about conversations and connections, and my mission is to encourage women over 40 to live their best life. You know what, ladies? We haven't peaked yet, and we are just getting started. So if you're ready for some real talk with real people and real conversations about what really matters, you found the right place. I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's get started. Let's get real. Hey there, I'm Amy and welcome to Fearlessly Facing 50 and beyond. I've added and beyond in there because this isn't just about my story of turning 50, which I'm getting closer every week, but it's about women 40, 50, 60 and beyond. You know that phase of life when everything changes. You know, we're needed in different ways. Our roles change. And that's what Fearlessly Facing 50, this podcast, my website, is all about. Digging deeper into those conversations we need to have, that we want to have. But sometimes we just don't go there. So my objective with this podcast is pretty simple. And it seems that the message is resonating with the amount of followers I'm gaining every week, which is so awesome, and I'm grateful for that. But my objective is, with the knowledge and insight and stories that I'm sharing and the experts that share their knowledge, you leave with an imprint on your heart. And you're inspired to take action in some way. Pushing those fears aside, we know we all have them. But pushing them aside, forging ahead, not losing our identity, not becoming invisible. So that's what this is about. Today, the episode is all about stop stressing how you're dressing. Relatable? I know for myself, I just changed my closet from summer to winter. Got rid of the florals, brought in the tweeds, the houndstooth, the wool. And it is still daunting every time I walk in that closet. So today we're going to be talking to an image consultant that is an expert. Dressing women over 40 to feel confident. Not trying to wear clothes or fit the body you used to have, but actually feeling confident in the body that we do have right now at our age. So you're really going to enjoy this. Before we get to the interview, I have to share a story. I sat in the audience with a comedian. This goes several years back, but it was so funny and her message resonated so much with me that I have to share it. And I am so hoping, fingers crossed, we're going to get this comedian on our show. Her name is Anita Renfro and she tours the country and she is hilarious. One of the skits that she did had us all howling. And let me share what she said. Now, I am not going to deliver it like a comedian, but I think you'll get the gist of how relatable this is. So let's think about this. We get in our car in the morning and we turn on the engine and we set our navigation system to where we want to go. And the navigation system says, "Good morning, Amy. You are looking awesome today." You're like, "All right, cool. This is a great way to start my day." So you put in the destination where you're heading and you're driving along the road. And it says, in 400 feet, you're going to exit to the right. And by the way, Amy, those shoes look so great with what you're wearing today. Rockstar status right there with that outfit. And you're like, "Man, I am liking this ride right now." And you drive a little further and you go just down the road and it says, in 200 feet, let's make a left. And your navigation system says, "You look 10 pounds slimmer today, Amy. That blouse you're wearing just brings out your eyes in such a great way." So wouldn't that be nice if our navigation system, basically every day we turned it on and we heard that feedback? It was so funny. And she delivers it, believe me, so much better than what I just did. But it's so true. We beat ourselves up every day. We look in the mirror and say, oh man, when did that happen? Who is that person? That person is you. That person is the same person that you were 20 years ago, but you are so much wiser. You have so many more stories and experiences to share. And that's what this is about today. So let's get to our interview with Scarlett. You're going to enjoy the show, and I encourage you to re-listen to this one, because this is one you're going to need to take some notes. And you're actually going to be inspired to either go in your closet and pick out a rock star outfit, or go shopping and actually know what size to get. Enjoy the show. Hey, I am so excited to be sitting here, literally inches away, feet away, from someone that you are really going to be interested in learning more about and use her as a resource. I just know it. So Scarlett DeVeese, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm just excited that she's here. And here's something to think about before we start today. How many times do you go in your closet and you stand there and it feels like time stops? You don't like anything you see in your closet, but today we're going to get the answers. So this is all really about stop stressing about how you're dressing, right?
That's exactly it.
So Scarlett, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Amy.
Can you just give us a little insight? So for everybody that's listening, just give us a little insight into you. Introduce yourself to us.
Okay, so I'm Scarlett DeVeese, and the company that I formed is Scarlett Image, and basically what I do is I help women typically over 40, more like 50s and 60s, learn how, like, to stop being frustrated about trying to figure out how to dress the bodies and the lives they have now, as opposed to mourning for the bodies and lives they might have once had. And basically what I do is, like Amy said, I help them stop stressing about dressing. And it's all about, what I do is I show women what works and what doesn't and why. And when you know the whys, you don't make the mistakes anymore.
Oh my gosh, I think we should stop right there and go up to my closet. Because I was just telling Scarlett before we started, I was standing in my closet after I switched it all around. And today she's catching me at my absolute worst. And I just stood there and thought, why do I have all these clothes and where do I start? So, you know, we all know at this age that everything changes and everything shifts, not always in the right direction.
Or in a couple of directions.
Yeah, exactly. Or a couple of directions. And we want to be confident. So what made your focus really, you know, to decide to focus on women over 40?
What happens is that when women are before they're 40, most of them are feeling pretty good about themselves.
True.
You know, everything is still like where it belongs. And then
bikinis, you can still kind of rock it
bikinis,
or wear it.
You know, you don't even sometimes don't have to wear a bra. Everything is just sort of there, you know. And then all of a sudden, and I swear it happened to me, I went to bed. I wore like jeans and a t-shirt, and I went to bed. And the next morning, I put on jeans and a t-shirt, and I was like, what happened? Because I swear that t-shirt fit the day before, and now it just was really bad.
And the zipper, you're just trying
everything,
to get it up.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah. And so what happens is, even women who don't have children, you know, childbirth, their stomachs start to grow.
Yeah. It's like a chia pet. The hair grows.
Yeah.
Everything grows.
Everything grows.
Yeah.
And then the hair on their face grows, too.
Yes.
It's just, you know, it's like, if you believe in God, he's laughing, because it's a joke on us. So basically what happens is, you know, before you're 40, you're kind of cocky a little bit. And you're like, oh, everything's great and everything's wonderful. And then 40 hits, and then 45 hits. And then I find that a lot of women reach me, you know, contact me when they're like 49, 59, 69,
go.
Right before that next decade, when they realize that no matter how much they diet or exercise, they're not going to get that body they had when they were in their
20s. Right.
And there are women I know who are still a size 6 or still a size 4, but their body still isn't the same
not
as
the same.
It was,
right.
You know?
Right.
So basically I help women realize that it's just the clothes that make the difference.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't wear t-shirts anymore. I couldn't wear that kind of jean anymore, but I could still look good when I was wearing the right clothes for me. And that's what I do for the women.
Yeah.
The right clothes for you will still make you look like you're in great shape, but not trying to put things on that are too small that make you end up looking uncomfortable and odd.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was just going to ask. You know, I went to a party several years ago and I was standing having a conversation with a woman who happens to be a woman that designs mannequins.
Yeah.
And it was a fabulous conversation about mannequins. And she said, you know, the mannequins at J. Crew are like the size of a body at 22.
Yes. Right.
The only ones back in the day, this must have been, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, JCPenney and Sears were the only ones that actually had models that were actually, you know, pretty
real,
proportionate.
Real people,
yes.
Right.
And so, okay, so we tend to dress, you said this, the body that we wish we had
mm-hmm.
instead of the body that we do have.
Right.
And this sizing thing, you know, why do they even put sizes out there? I mean, it is depressing because you can wear a small one day. I lived in Europe for a long time. Those sizes are totally different.
Right, right.
A new store opened in town, in our town here, and it's from Asia. And, I mean, the sizes you go in, I don't even fit in a large. I mean, it's just, you know, the sizing thing. So give us your advice. You're an expert.
Well, what I do with my clients is, first of all, I don't talk about size.
Yeah.
So I talk about fit.
Perfect.
So if, for instance, and this is where women get into a lot of trouble. So when a woman is shopping on her own and she's typically, let's say, wears a size 12 pants, okay, mm-hmm. and she tries on a size 12 pants and they're too tight,
mm-hmm.
what a woman typically does is put it back or leave it on the floor of the dressing room.
Right. I've done that.
And leave the store.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. but the right answer would be to try either another brand and also try a size up. And then if it fits at the waist or it fits at the hips, then take in the parts that are too big. So the idea mm-hmm. is to fit the widest part of your body and then take
really?
In the rest, right? Then out, you know, years ago, you had custom made clothes.
Yeah.
Because, so here's, the size is just a number, as they say, it's just in your head. And
yeah.
I always tell people this, if you wear something that fits you right, no one is going to compliment you on the label that they can't see on the number on the label.
Yeah,
they're going
exactly.
to compliment you on how you look. So
right.
no one ever says, oh my God, those size 10s are fantastic. They're going to say, you look great.
Yeah.
So nobody, now I have to say, don't take it to an extreme. I had one client once who cut all the sizes out of all of her clothes.
Oh yeah, I have somebody I know that does that.
Right, yeah, but it doesn't, when it was time to go shopping, she had no idea.
No idea.
So that's too extreme.
But sizing does vary, and it is, and it can be a confidence total. I mean, like you can go in one day and be like, oh, this fits great.
Right.
And then the next day and it's all.
Right. And it's dangerous to buy only clothes that have size labels that you like, because
right.
oftentimes those clothes might be too big.
Yeah,
and then
true.
You're making yourself look bigger.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And what Scarlett's wearing today, I have to tell you, is just beautiful. I mean, it's perfect.
Jeans
I can
and a
see
shirt.
Why you're so good at what you do.
Thanks.
What are the biggest challenges you find with your clients? And share a couple stories, because this podcast is about stories.
So a lot of every time I work with a client for the first time, we have a phone conversation.
Okay.
And she tells me what I ask for your wardrobe wishes and woes. And each woman thinks that her situation is unique.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, everybody has the same issues, okay? So one issue
is... So we're
is,
not that special.
No, we're not that special. I mean, my clients are very special.
Right,
but
right.
the problems are pretty much the same problems.
Yeah.
So often a problem is that they've gained weight through the years. Haven't we all?
Oh, yeah.
And they are either, they'll say, I want to lose weight. First,
yeah.
before,
or I'm going to lose
or I'm
weight.
Right,
yeah.
or I'm going
yeah.
to,
yeah.
and then maybe a few years pass,
yeah.
and they still haven't, and that's when they go, okay, enough's enough. Some people think it's too expensive to have
mm-hmm.
new clothes,
mm-hmm.
and it's not, because the truth of the matter is, the fewer clothes you have, but if they're the right clothes,
right.
and they're in the right colors, you can mix and match and make a whole bunch more outfits than you could with a closet full of clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so I've had women... I had one client who was, she started her own business, and she was being asked to speak, and
oh, okay.
she was turning it down, because she was more afraid of what she'd wear than actually speaking.
Wow.
When speaking is a big fear.
Yeah.
So
oh,
she was more afraid of what she would look like
yeah.
than what
yeah.
she would say. So her business coach sent her to me to
yeah.
to get over that.
Yeah.
She's over that. You know, she's got a thriving business now and she speaks all the time. But that if she
and
hadn't
she looks great.
And she looks great. and she feels great, and she's comfortable. That's the other thing.
She's
you can be comfortable.
Yes.
You don't have to be uncomfortable. I don't believe in being uncomfortable. So that was one example, an extreme example, I would say, but it was one example.
It's a great example.
And then a lot of women will come to me, and they'll say they can't make an outfit.
Right. So, I have that problem.
Okay. So, you know,
unless it's black.
But we all have our things. Like, I'm not doing a podcast, and, you know, you can do
There you go. There you go.
So, but we all have our things. And so that's actually my specialty is creating outfits. But for a woman to, like, not know how to put things together can become very frustrating. So what often happens is then she goes to the kind of the same look and the same outfit over and over and over again, right?
Yeah.
You know, buying the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
And
right.
so you're still not going to have an outfit that you like because it's just more
it's
of the
same thing.
Right. And, but that's very, very, very common. And a lot of women are hate shopping.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my things I'm going to ask you later.
Yeah.
I mean, they just... So when we talk about shopping, what do you feel about this whole online shopping thing? Because, you know, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And you're getting... You're being forced more and more to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's getting harder and harder in stores. I mean, I'm really good at finding clothes in stores because I know this...
Because you know them.
I know
them.
Yeah. But I don't get intimidated or sensory overload. And a lot of women do. If you don't like shopping and you walk into a big store, it's too much. If you walk into a boutique, big pet peeve of mine, they won't have larger sizes, meaning anything over a six out. You have to ask for it. And I find that humiliating. I hate that.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a big fan of small stores if they're like that. So the online shopping is really good if you know what to look for. So I do a lot of online shopping for my clients.
You do.
And for me. So the best way to do it is...
But you're the expert. I've
become an expert.
Yeah.
But the thing is that when you know, let's say you know what colors to look for, then there's, I can't think of the right term now, but on the left side of the screen, they let you, there's categories, and you can narrow down your search.
Right, so, which is nice.
Yeah, the worst mistake you can do with online shopping is not narrow down the search.
Yeah, or you're just scrolling for hours.
You'll be lost forever, and then you'll just get totally overwhelmed to get nothing accomplished.
Yeah.
Scroll down and select sizes, two sizes. Always try two sizes.
Great advice.
Select a few colors. Avoid black, because you probably have tons of it anyway.
True.
Narrow the price point down.
Okay.
And on some sites, you can narrow down the sleeve length, the neckline. Like some of my clients know.
That's a question coming up.
The more you narrow down, the less overwhelming it'll become.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only get like two results, but still.
That's okay. Otherwise, I go through and I mark favorites for all these things. And I have 500 favorites.
Yeah, 500 favorites. And then it's also like Facebook. You've lost a lot of time.
You've lost so much time.
Yeah.
Yep. So walk me through how you work with your clients. Now, do you do this virtually? Can you do it virtually for people that are living, you know,
not in this area, but you do both.
Fantastic.
I do both. I do virtually for half my business is virtual.
Okay.
And that's only like the past few years. Doesn't always mean it's somebody far away. It also means somebody who has closet phobia.
It's a real thing.
It's a very real thing. They should have meetings.
Yeah.
So we have closet phobia. We have people who just for time, you know, I do all the work.
Right.
And so in person or virtually starts the same way, which is that I will figure out what the best specifics are that a person should look for. So that could mean what colors, what seaming details, shoulder details, these little teeny things.
That most people would never.
You'd never know. You know, the shape of a hem. I mean, it's all these freaky little things.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, when you know it, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's
that would
really
be life-changing for a lot of people.
Life-changing. I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing because I went to an image consultant one day. And I came home and went, well, no wonder all this Lily Pulitzer looks terrible on me. I didn't understand.
Closet full of bright colors and flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, I was just not a daisy lady,
right.
You know, but my friend kept telling me, you have to wear Lily. And I was like, you know, and you lived in Connecticut.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I know. That is true. So tell me about black. I'm wearing it today, but should it be our go-to? Do we all need a black cocktail dress? Or is navy the new black? Because I've heard that.
Yeah. I prefer navy over black. black. Okay. But it depends upon the person. Some women look great in black. That's great. As long as you don't do everything in black, because you shouldn't look like you're in mourning on a continual basis. So that's the bad thing about it. But black is sometimes very harsh for some people.
Yeah.
And what happens is, if it's the wrong color for them, and this is the thing about color people don't realize, it'll make under eye shadows look worse.
Black does.
Yeah. Okay. Think about it. If it's too harsh of a color, it's not for you, by the way, but if it's too harsh of a color, then the under eye circles get darker. And if somebody
that's good advice.
But this is the kind of thing that you'd never think of, but after you listen to this and you take something black and you take something, let's say blue, and put it under your face and see which one works, you know? So that's really the thing. It's not always the best. Is it easy? Absolutely. Does it make you look thinner? Well, it depends upon the fit.
Right.
It's not the color.
Yeah.
But I tend to want people to not wear a lot of black because I don't want women to disappear.
Yeah.
And if you go in a room,
right,
a networking event or a party, whatever,
yeah,
and you wear, and everybody's wearing black, you could disappear.
That's interesting.
And I don't think women should disappear.
Yeah. No, that's true. And when I was on a couple of talk shows that I've done, you know, they've asked me not to wear black.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I
thought maybe because the host was wearing black, but I don't know. Sometimes they've asked me to not do that. So that's good to know. So navy blue is a little bit better, though. When I wear navy blue, I tend to get more compliments.
Well, you have blue eyes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That could be.
So that's you know, I have to tell you, there's a lot of women who have beautiful eyes like you, blue and green.
Yeah.
And so many of my clients don't wear a color that makes those eyes come out.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, what a lost opportunity.
Yeah.
That's what I look at. I look at what's going to happen to your eyes, your skin, your teeth.
Oh, your teeth.
It's everything.
Wow.
You want your gray hairs to show?
Yeah, right.
Wear more
right.
gray. If you don't want your gray hairs to show.
Yeah. It sounds so simple, but when you're standing in your closet, it's so daunting.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember years back, I might have been in the 90s, when they used to have, like, the color wheel parties
yep.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really still? I mean, you really do have colors that are better for you.
Yeah. I wish it would come back. It's what I do. It's the first thing I do is show colors.
Yeah.
But years ago, and I mean decades ago, some stores used to have rounders based on the seasons. So like there was this seasons, winter color, winter, summer, spring, fall. And they would have rounders of it. And then you could only go there. And it was much easier. But not enough people, I guess, did that. So, and then a lot of women fall into that whole black thing.
Yep. Oh,
and the other danger is trends.
Yeah, the dangerous trends.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all over. I know. So let's talk about necklines. Now, I have huge issues with this because, one, I was never a ballerina and had that beautiful long neck, and I am insecure about it, but I love turtlenecks. But when I wear it, I feel like, I mean, I have not a long neck anyway,
right.
So let's talk necklines. And I always tend to wear like a V-neck or something
mm-hmm.
like that. I feel that elongates me, but
mm-hmm.
give me your expertise.
Well, it
on
depends
this.
Upon a woman's shape. So V-neck, I think, is probably better for you.
Yeah.
Turtlenecks, I think, are wonderful if it's really cold.
Okay. That says a lot right
there. But what you could do if you're really into turtlenecks, you could then wear like a very thin scarf. And have it come down like in a V shape just to get everything away from your neck a little bit.
Right.
You know, you could do that. But unless you have a long neck, they're not our best friend.
Yeah, they're
because
they're
not. It looks like our head's on our shoulder.
Yes, even the mock turtlenecks.
Oh, those are really bad. Oh, no.
They are really bad.
I
think they did kind of go out in the 80s. But
oh.
I have seen a few in stores.
Oh, no. I know women who bought one in every color. No, bad.
And are you good at tying scarves? Because we might need to have you back for a video podcast.
Yeah. With scarves, I think everybody has to just sort of relax and not make it so hard.
Oh.
I kind of throw it around my neck and whatever happens, happens.
No, there's actual videos on like
there's 15,000 tons, and they're beautiful videos.
I remember
the first two. And then I can't remember the other 150.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. Let's talk about bust size.
Okay.
So what would you wear if you're large busted? Or what about those of us that aren't so blessed in that area? What would you say?
The first thing, and it's not my specialty, but the first thing I do is take someone to the lingerie department and get new bras.
I know. That really is a big deal, isn't it?
It's a really big deal.
I remember Oprah years ago. I think
she's the one that started it.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, absolutely. She started that whole thing about people wearing the right size bra. And
so it really does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Okay. Well, we get, so everybody's got to go
out. But I had to drag my daughter daughter to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then she, I remember she texted her boyfriend at the time and she goes, oh my God, I can't believe
it. Yeah, right. It is a little eye opening.
It's a little eye opening, but it's amazing when they're in the right place, your clothes are going to fit totally differently. So some people, it's really because the bra is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're large chested and you don't like that, because keep in mind, people pay money to have, what we don't like.
Right.
But if you don't like it, then you want to do things like avoid wearing shirts with pockets.
Oh, okay.
Because if you're small-chested and you want to look want them to look bigger, then you put pockets there because you want attention.
Yeah.
You want to add a little depth, so to speak.
Yeah.
But if you want to decrease something, you don't want any details on it.
No. Yeah.
So that includes the chest. And then sometimes if you really want to wear like a button-down shirt, you have to get it tailored, and I think that's a little pricey, so you got to be careful about that.
Yeah.
But basically, you want to avoid any flower designs, anything that is just sort of pointing out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, it makes sense. But sometimes, you know, that's a struggle a lot of people have.
Yeah.
For sure. And fitting too tight in that area or too loose in that area.
Right.
And yeah.
But that's also why some women have to go up a size.
Right.
Just try it.
Just try it. Go up a size. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just close your eyes, take it, put it on, and open your eyes and you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So you shared one story about the woman that, you know, with public speaking, which is amazing. Can you share another story, like kind of an aha moment you've had with a client that just was just inspiring to you because you really made her more confident? I'm sure you have many.
I have a lot.
Yeah.
I have a client that has a great shape. She's maybe like a size 8.
Okay.
She's tall. She has all these things going for her. I still like her though. But it's hard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard.
I still like her.
But she cannot make an outfit. Just cannot.
Okay.
And she struggled. She was from a different state. She moved to a state closer to where I am. And people dress differently.
Yeah.
And she was now having to go out and meet all new people. And she really, really struggled.
Yeah.
And what I did was I went to her home and I was able to put different pieces that she had together and made a whole bunch of outfits she didn't even know she had. She just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was then she went out more and she networked more and she really grew her business from that.
Yeah.
As opposed to, which is really easy when you have your own business, is to stay behind the computer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So something that would come easy to me was not coming easy to her either. So what she was doing is she kept buying and buying and buying.
Filling her closet.
But when you keep buying and buying and buying with no knowledge of what you should be looking for, you have things, but nothing that goes with another thing.
Right.
And that's the struggle.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I changed her way of looking at clothes, and I also changed her. She doesn't shop like she used to.
Right. It changes everything. You're not spending probably as much money.
Right.
Because you're not just going and, you know, picking up 4 things. And
right.
How many times do you buy something and say you're going to return it and you never do?
Unfortunately, a lot of women don't return. The return desk, there's my picture behind the desk because I return all the time.
Do you? Yeah. Try it on at home?
I think they go, oh my God, she's here
she's
again.
Coming again.
I sometimes try it on there and then I'll bring it home and I'll look at my closet. If it's not, you know, if I feel that it didn't match something that I wanted it to work with, then I bring it back, you know? Or sometimes like a TJ Maxx, I don't try it on.
Right.
I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is what she got was confidence.
Confidence.
She was brilliant at her work.
Right, yeah.
But she lacked confidence in her appearance.
Yeah, which is something that happens. So many of us fall into
that. And people, if you have your own business or whatever and you don't feel confident about how you look,
right.
The message is out there.
Yeah.
And people aren't going to say, "Oh, she's not confident in her work." They're going to just say, "She's just not confident."
She's not confident.
Yeah, and that's a very, you want to be really careful about that.
Yeah, that's
really
interesting.
Careful.
You know, this brings up a couple of things now. Leggings. Now, I'm kind of tired about hearing about millennials and leggings. I got to be honest. I kind of think they brought those back, leggings. I mean, they used to be back maybe in high school or things like they were in style. But women are wearing leggings all the time. All the time. And there's no reason to not wear leggings. I'm not a no leggings person. But there are times when we shouldn't be, correct? Or I could be wrong.
There's a lot of times.
First
of all, leggings, and I have plenty.
And they're comfortable.
Plenty. They're comfortable.
Yes.
They are also incredibly dangerous.
Really?
Because you don't realize that you're gaining weight when you're wearing leggings.
Oh.
So they move, they expand. They're delightful. I wore them after my second pregnancy. I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing in the world. And then I had to put on a pair of pants. I had no idea.
Right.
No idea.
Right.
So they're very, very dangerous. Hmm. Now, I do think they are great to wear with long tops.
Okay, like a tunic style or something.
Like what I'm wearing today, it's a long top.
Yeah.
Perfect. What I think is awful is I see a lot of the leggings for gym have like these meshy inserts.
Oh, yeah.
And now people are wearing them with boots and regular tops. And it's like, you're not fooling me. I can see those are gym leggings.
Exactly.
So that's the, you've got to be really careful. The right way to wear them is with a top that covers your rear end.
Right.
And the problem is that too many women are not doing that.
Yeah, I'm seeing them all the time.
Yeah.
I fall victim to that too. I love to wear leggings. So maybe it's great after you go out for a nice evening and you come home. And you just want to rip off your great clothes and throw on leggings.
Right.
But that's interesting about gaining weight. It makes
you do. You have no idea. You have
no
idea.
Yeah, they just keep stretching.
Yeah. That's why they keep selling.
There we go. Yeah, that's why they keep selling. How about jeans? Now, I've seen it on many a talk show you talked about the stitching and hemming of jeans. So that is an important thing. Like, is there a go-to jean we should all be wearing over 40?
It depends upon your shape.
Yeah.
I have two favorites. One I used to love a lot. Now I love the other one much more.
Hmm.
But the first one was Not Your Daughter's Jeans.
Oh, yeah. I've had those.
So
they're wonderful.
They're really wonderful. Yeah. And when they first came out, it was like I couldn't believe I found a pair of jeans that fit me. And I bought them online without even trying them, which was shocking because that was 20 years ago.
Wow.
I think it's that long now. Yeah. So they're good. The
Do you
problem,
still have those jeans? I'm just kidding.
No.
Okay.
The problem is that their specs aren't always consistent.
Okay.
So that's a big pet peeve I have. They got big fast.
Mm.
So not a size, let's say 10 in one style, not always going to be, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But they do, and they're vanity. You can go down a size. So they are, for the most part, pretty flattering. But my favorite is a newer line. I'm wearing them now, but they are leggings. But they're legging jeans.
Okay. Jeggings?
Well, you can say that, but but they make them in all kinds of legs. No, jeggings remind me like really tight.
Yes,
but they make them in bootleg, whatever. Yeah. Straight, and that's lisse, and that's one of my favorite.
Lyse, are they European?
I don't think so. No,
no, it
just sounds like it. Yeah,
I
keep forgetting Lysse or
Lyse. Yeah, I think I've seen them. Okay,
and they're fantastic.
Yeah,
and they make some tops too that are great.
Do you wear like the higher ones? I mean, you see, the higher jeans, which I tend to go more than the low rise.
I prefer my waist up to my chin.
Yeah, and then a turtleneck.
Yeah.
And then we're all good.
The higher the better. I like, they are high waisted. If you don't like that, you're not going to likely say. I love them.
Okay, well, that's great to know.
But they are comfortable and they stay up, and the Not Your Daughters didn't always stay up.
Yeah, that's another thing. Okay, great advice on jeans. How about a tailor? You kind of did reference a tailor a couple of times because I will go into a store and they'll say, well, Amy, you're kind of a petite, but then that doesn't really fit. And then I'll try on a pair of pants and they fit great on the waist.
Right.
And then they're, 16 inches too long. I'm 5'4".
Right.
Tailor, is that?
Tailor is big.
Really?
Yeah.
You really should get things tailored.
Yeah. I mean, I always compare it to men. I mean, I think our bodies are much more complicated than a man's body.
Oh, yeah. We are more complicated.
A man, in every way possible.
Yeah.
And if
a
man walks into a department store, I mean, there's some guy with a tape measure on his neck in seconds at your feet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And a man also doesn't get caught up, by the way, if the size 34 weight doesn't
Not
fit.
At all.
No, he's
no.
like,
no.
you know, whatever. So, but a tailor is the one that makes the clothes fit right. So for women, like I was saying, fit the widest part and get the big part taken in.
Yeah.
You cannot, it's the odds of finding something perfect off the rack on
slim.
A regular basis are really slim.
Okay. Yeah.
So the tailor is important. And also, if I may say, if you're going to get pair of pants, pair of jeans, you have to have one pair for flats and one pair for heels. Don't try to weigh the same pair for both because then you're going to look, it's going to look sloppy.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. That's good advice, too. How about Spanx? I know you're not a fan.
I am not a fan.
I know. And I just wore a pair to a wedding recently. And my sister wore a pair to both my sisters, I believe.
Were you comfortable?
Not overly.
Yeah.
No, not overly. But it does keep everything kind of in the right place, doesn't it?
It depends. I bought a pair when they first came out, and in my book, I even wrote a chapter. I thought I was a lava lamp. All I did was push it around in different places. I mean, it was really frightening.
I have that visual for a second. Yeah,
it was beautiful. So I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of being uncomfortable.
I know, and that is true.
You know, I mean, if I go, my daughter got married a few weeks ago, and I wore a dress that I did not need to wear any, and it was a slim dress,
right.
But it fit me as I am.
And you felt confident and good,
I felt pretty good. But,
Yeah.
I wanted her to feel really good. So.
Yeah.
But I was able to dance.
Yeah.
I was able to eat. I was able to sit.
Those are three big things you want to be able to do.
Big deal.
It's true. Yeah.
With Spanx, even going to the bathroom can be a challenge. I mean, it takes work. You sometimes need a team. It depends.
Right.
So there was one story, and it really bothered me. I took a client shopping, and I found this dress for her, and she was the kind of woman that wore Spanx all the time.
Yeah.
Spanx.
Every day. Oh, wow.
Spanx tank, Spanx panties, all the time.
Wow.
So she tried this dress on, and it was stunning in every way, but it was a bit too tight. I would need to get it one size up.
Okay.
And as we're looking at it in the three-way mirror out of the dressing room, people are walking by. And my client said, I love it, but, and I said, well, I have to get it for you to size up. And some strange woman walked by and said, oh, just put on Spanx and it'll be fine. Well, the look on my client's face.
Yeah.
Okay. She was wearing Spanx.
She was wearing Spanx. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That didn't end well.
Don't talk like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your, opinion to yourself.
Yes, that should have been
She just needed to go
staff.
Up. But, but that was humiliating.
Oh, yeah.
So
Spanx. Yeah, not a great thing.
Not a great thing.
One of the concerns I think women have are their two big parts would be their arms.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree. And maybe the muffin top thing, which we all have.
Yeah, the muffin top, which is why I like the higher waist
a
little bit, and it's
why
I like longer tops.
Yeah,
you know,
I do too. Yeah, that's true.
They're very flattering.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of, I wrote a blog post about one of the ways to disguise the muffin top. First of all, is to wear something that fits you and not too tight.
Right.
No, so that none of the, ruffles and ridges are showing.
Yep.
To add interesting necklaces or scarves to bring the eye a little higher up, away from the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, jackets over.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? You said muffin top and arms. Arms is a big problem.
Yeah.
Big problem. Women really hate their arms. And I
know.
And they
do change over time.
They do change,
honest,
but some women have perfectly fine arms and they hate them.
Yes, that's true.
You know, there is a stigma about showing arms. And the thing is that designers are now making sleeveless clothes all year long now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so you have to. My thing is you you need to tell the people in the store, hey, I need some long,
Right.
But also, if you have hot flashes, then
that's true.
You don't want to wear the long sleeves.
That's true.
So that's why I say layering.
Yeah.
But a sleeve length that you should really avoid if you hate your arms is like the T-shirt, a loose T-shirt sleeve, because they really make your arms look much worse.
Really?
Yeah. A loose T-shirt sleeve makes them look very matronly and it's bad.
And if you have short arms, should you roll your sleeves up?
I think everybody should roll their sleeves up. Unless
really?
You're someone like Diane Keaton, who has extremely long arms.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she deliberately wears all her sleeves over the middle of her hands.
Yeah, she does. I've seen her on.
That's her trick. Yeah. My thing is always roll your sleeves up, because it totally transforms an outfit and it makes your waist look smaller.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Really? Rolling up your sleeves.
Yep. It's my little trick.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
being a stylist, it's got to be fun. And a personal shopper, you just go and do this. And you make people feel great. There's nothing better than going in a store with a friend and picking something out, and they put it on and they look fabulous.
Right, right.
So that's got to make you feel good. What would you tell somebody that's going in a store that they just hate shopping, they just hate walking in? How can we make it easier?
Well, first of all, don't go with a mission, because, whenever you're looking for something, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, that's true.
Try to narrow down a little bit of what you're going to be looking for.
Yeah.
But be willing to try on two sizes, the one you are.
Yeah.
Or think you are, and
that's
a size
great
up.
Advice.
Sometimes
yeah.
you have to go down too.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. So try on two sizes and take them with you right away in the room. Don't take on one and then have to go back out. Don't make more work for yourself.
Right.
Have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because
that's true.
When I work with somebody, I have the dressing room filled up for them.
Oh.
And the deal is that they'll look at something and go, no way am I trying that on. It's not my thing. But my rule is, it's here, you have to try it on.
Try it.
Now, there's two things that can happen. It can be really funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Or it can be great.
Yeah.
So you have to have a sense of humor, be willing to take that chance. But the most important thing I can tell anybody is to not go by the salesperson, the stranger who tells you to put specs on that you don't know,
a friend,
or even me. Hmm. When someone tries something on, I almost never say anything right away. Because it's your first impression that's important.
Oh.
So it's if you look in the mirror, when you put something on and it's right,
you know right away.
Yeah. If you have to say, well, if I lost a little weight, or if I wore some, you know, control top, or, well, maybe if I could find another jacket to go. I mean, if you have to start thinking, it's no good. So your first impression is the one that counts.
Yeah.
And if you can just go by that and never allow yourself to be talking to anybody else saying how great you look, you're going to be way ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Really good advice. Well, this has been amazing.
Thank you.
I have to have you back because there's so much more to talk about. And so they can go to your website.
Yes.
Which I'll have on the blog. I'll have on my website. I'll have, you know, link to this episode. And then so the listeners can connect with you anywhere.
Anywhere they want. And if they also on my website can download scarletimage.com. /freestyling tips or just find it on my website, scarletimage.com. I have a 5-day video guide on how to look into your closet and pull out those clothes that you're not wearing fabulous. Or shouldn't be wearing, but you need to know why, so that you have less of that crap in the closet.
When we get rid of things, this is kind of just something I'm thinking about. Is there one place you like to donate? I mean, I drop things at Goodwill or things like that because we have to clean our closets out every so often, right?
Is I get a lot.
Recommend?
There's one. I go to the local community center where I live, and then and sometimes here in town there's a thrift shop.
Yeah, see, that's great advice for just, people to get rid of things and give them.
To try not to pass it on to somebody else because it might make you feel better, but you're just giving them another headache. The community center, I mean, I remember once I went to bring a coat for my son who he had outgrown it, and there was a mother outside with the children waiting for someone to come donate a coat for children.
Right.
So, I mean, they need it.
They need it.
They really need it.
They need it. Yep, especially at this time of year when it's going to be getting colder. And
right.
So I always ask my guests for words of advice at the end. I just think it's something I love to have, you know, because you've shared so much insight. So if women are listening and they're close to their closet or they're driving and they've thought about this, what should you do when you walk in your closet? How can you turn that sometimes daunting experience into making you feel confident? What would be your advice?
Take out anything that doesn't fit you now.
Okay.
And either put it in another closet or put it in a box if you don't want to get rid of it, but take it out.
Take it out.
Because whether you realize it or not, every time you walk in that closet and see clothes that you can't fit into, it's not making you feel good.
Right.
You know, it's definitely, you know, it's depressing.
Take them out, put them away.
Take them out. You don't have to get rid of them. You don't have to throw them out, whatever. Just get them out of there because you can't choose from them anyway. So why are you letting it take up space?
That's awesome.
And the other one is stop buying a duplicate of what you already have.
Hmm.
People tend to buy and not, we're attracted to what we have.
Yeah, sure.
So stop buying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Slap your hand next time you
bring somebody like Scarlett into your life, who's definitely coming into my life as soon as I get off this podcast.
Hey, fun.
Thank you so much.
We'll have
you back soon.
Now, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. I told you this episode was going to be amazing. And I hope that it inspired you to either go in your closet and pick out an outfit that makes you feel like a rock star, or get in your car, turn on your navigation system, and just channel that inner Amy and have that navigation give you positive feedback about how you look and how you should be confident with where you are right now in your life. Because we got to dress the body we have now, not the body we had 20 years ago. So I've got a little contest running on my website, and it'll be up in the next 24 hours, and you can just go to fearlesslyfacing50.com and check it out. But I want to know what's in your closet. I want to know that outfit that you wear that makes you feel confident, like a rock star. You put it on. It could be a business suit that you wear, and when you give a presentation to a large group or somebody at the office. It could be an old, worn sweatshirt with sorority letters on it. Remember those stitched back in the day with a pair of jeans that fit you on your good days and your not so good days? That could be your rock star outfit. It doesn't matter. There's no judgment. It could be a turtleneck from the Gap and a pair of jeans. But I want to know what it is, so I'm going to have all of the contest details on the website so you can check it out. And thanks so much for following me. The message that I'm sending and the insight that I'm gaining from the people I'm interviewing and sharing with you is resonating, because every week there are more followers, there are more people reaching out, and that is so exciting because that's what I want to do. So make sure you spread the word to your friends. You can follow me on social media at fearlesslyfacing50 on Instagram, on Facebook, there's a group out there, and my website, fearlesslyfacing50.com, where you can also listen to the podcast, or wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find me. Just search Fearlessly Facing 50. Now go forth and have an awesome week.